What up, everybody? I am back. It's the Nation of Podcation Podcast. It's the People's Podcast. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea, and today we have SmackDown Review. Kicking off this week's episode of Friday Night SmackDown, we had the WWE Universal Champion Roman Reigns with his manager Paul Heyman addressing Jey Uso.
I don't want you to call me. I don't want you to acknowledge me as the tribal chief because he didn't acknowledge me. His brother acknowledged me, but he wouldn't acknowledge me. Matter of fact, I want my cousin to come out here. Jey, I want you to come out here right now. Is this all you want? What, you want another shot? That's what you want? You want another shot? You got another shot. I don't care. You got another shot. What, you want a Hell in a Cell?
Next thing you know, we get Jey Uso coming down to the ring and Roman Reigns. They have a little embrace and he says, what do you want from me? Do you want another title shot? You got it at Hell in a Cell.
Hey, whatever the stakes are, you're on, Us.
Jey Uso's like, whatever challenge you got or whatever you got up your sleeve, I want all the smoke. I want it. I'm accepted.
I missed it, didn't I? Come on. Does it really matter who sits at the end of the table? Does it really matter who has the most chicken bones? No, not really. Believe it or not, you know what matters,
Jey Uso? Next thing you know, we get AJ Styles, the phenomenal one. He comes down to the ring and... Whoa, WWE going a little old school, taking it to that line there. AJ Styles saying a little bit of controversial things there going towards the Samoan Usos.
AJ Styles.
Uso, get it. Look out!
Uso off the announce table. And he takes out Styles.
Hey, Uso cleared for takeoff.
Uso flying and taking out Styles.
This leads to Jey Uso versus AJ Styles. Good match here. I like what these two do in the ring. AJ Styles has been one of the veterans putting over a lot of the young talent here recently. He just put over Sami Zayn at the pay-per-view. Now he's working with Jey Uso. Shout out to AJ Styles.
Intuition by AJ Styles, knowing Jey Uso was looking for the splash. AJ instead driving all of the wind out of Jey Uso's lungs with his knees.
And now AJ out on the apron. Wants to put this one away. Come on. Styles locked and loaded.
This will do it.
And Uso, as AJ was going up for the phenomenal forearm, Jey Uso caused Styles to lose his balance, and now a kick brings Styles to the mat. And Uso with a kick again to Styles.
It looks to me like the
I like the chemistry these two have. Jey Uso looking to be a solo star in 2020. I like what he's doing. He gets the win here over the phenomenal one, AJ Styles. I'm going to give this match 2.5 stars. Next up, we have the Money in the Bank holder, Otis versus John Morrison. Not really feeling this feud here at all. I really can't wait till this is over with. I can't wait till Otis loses that Money in the Bank or whatever the hell happens with it. John Morrison just been used as a comedy gimmick. I'm not really feeling that. He just used here basically to put over Otis. Otis gets the win here. I'm going to give this match 5 stars.
And Johnny Drip Drip is about to be dried up.
You're not supposed to use that name in jest, Paul. It's a very serious MC name.
And here comes the Caterpillar.
They call John on the streets.
By Otis. And a big elbow delivered to Morrison. And now Otis, I don't believe, is done yet. Otis up now to the second rope. Morrison, your life flashing before your eyes. Splash by Otis. Cover. And Otis with the win.
Next up, we had Sheamus versus Shorty G. I like Shorty G a lot, but just as quick as this match got started, it was over just as fast. Shout out to Sheamus. He gets the win here with 2 bro kicks. I'm going to give this match 1 star.
Now, Sheamus will accept the challenge, but
Shorty G moonsault lands on his feet, and now a boom kick by Sheamus.
Is it a wise decision? That remains to be seen. Take a look at the face of a highly motivated Celtic warrior. Sheamus isn't finished.
Well, after what Jordy G's been through with Sheamus, he's probably hoping he gets drafted to Raw. And the Celtic warrior now with Jordy G in his sights. Bro kick again. The second one to Jordy G. Cover now by Sheamus and a win for the Celtic warrior.
Next up, we have the most underutilized man in WWE. We have Kevin Owens with the KO show and his guest, Alexa Bliss. I'm just going to stand back and let you guys see what happens here. This stuff is crazy. Let you guys check this out.
He's everywhere. And I can hear him now. Let him in.
In this match, we have the feud that will never end. We have Baron Corbin and Matt Riddle. And then we have the feud that nobody cares about between Nakamura, Cesaro, and the Lucha House Party.
And now the king of the ropes, Grand Metal Rise.
The king is neutralized. Lindsay looking for the stunner again, but no way.
Intercepted by Cesaro, but Corrado lands on his feet. Now, Kalisto just clobbered his partner.
Miscommunication from the Lucha House Party. Look out, Cesaro.
He's going to say he better turn around. The final flash, and now, check this out, the Bro Derek.
I give that a 10.
Still having some turmoil in the Lucha House Party. Matt Riddle gets the win here. I'm going to give this match 1.5 stars. Next up, we got the boss, Sasha Banks. She's in the ring giving her message to Bayley.
But Bayley, come next week, it is going to be me versus you. For the one thing that you love the most, your SmackDown Women's Championship. When it comes down to you and me, and there's nobody there to save you, you don't stand a chance.
Stuff, we have an Intercontinental Championship match between champion Sami Zayn and challenger Jeff Hardy. This was a really, really good match, really fun match, great way to end the show. I like what these two guys do in the ring. Sami Zayn has been phenomenal since he's came back. He's been hitting on the mic, he's been hitting on his promos, he's been hitting on his segments, he's been hitting in the ring. Shout out to Sami Zayn.
Jeff Hardy trying to pull himself up in the corner. Sami Zayn went for the Huluva kick. Almost went into the exposed turnbuckle. And now Jeff Hardy. Hardy went for the twist of fate. Jeff now averts disaster in the corner. Follows it up with an elbow to the face of Sami Zayn.
Jeff Hardy, another one of those veterans putting over the young talents. Shout out to Jeff Hardy. He's always been great in the ring. Sami Zayn gets the win here to retain. I'm going to give this match 2.5 stars.
Zayn can breathe a hard-earned sigh of relief.
Wait a minute, hard-earned?
All in all, I'm going to give this episode of Friday Night SmackDown 2 stars. Yes, y'all. really liking what they're doing with Roman Reigns here. Shout out to Roman Reigns. As soon as he gets with Paul Heyman, his stock has went up and up and up. Like the heel Roman Reigns, I like him going against his cousin Jey Uso. I like what Jey's doing in the ring too. Him being a solo wrestler, we always just thought of them just being the twins, the tag team, the Usos, them always being together. But he's showing that he deserves a solo run. He can get into that Intercontinental Championship picture because we know he ain't beating his cousin Roman. You guys know what time it is. Like, follow, share, subscribe, support the Nation of Podcation on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you get your favorite podcast, that's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the oracle of ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace. What up, everybody? It's me, the outstanding original, the oracle of ideas. I'm O'Shea from the Nation of Podcation. If you like pro wrestling, check out my weekly pro wrestling reviews at Nation of Podcation on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you get your podcast, that's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the oracle of ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace.